In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium. Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 this morning. Aaron Rodgers could be sat or could be placed on IR or could even be cut. We will talk to Boomer about that. And about the current state of this Patriots team coming up at 8 on a Patriots Monday. The Bruins are on a Joe Sacco heater, and I have a pair of tickets to give away, and we will do that. How about 7:45 this morning, Shine, for those that are listening early?
I think that's a great time, Greg.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right.
Do you have a translator coming with you to London, Shine?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't have a translator.
Okay, good.
Shime's last day working before the holiday, and then he's off to jolly old England.
Yes, I am.
Now, what's the genesis for this? You just wanted to go, you wanted to go to Europe? You wanted,
well,
you...
so as a child of divorce and someone whose partner is also a child of divorce here, it is very difficult to have Thanksgiving or any holiday with the majority of our family because they live all over the bleeping country. Mm. And so instead, we decided to simply leave the country and allow them to figure it out for themselves. We're visiting my girlfriend's really good friend over there in London. We're going to go see a concert that she really wanted to go see, and we're going to enjoy a city that we love.
Well, I wonder if you'll be able to find turkey over there or stuffing. It's not on the menu at many places. Wiggy brought that up last week.
I believe there's certain places that do like a U.S. Thanksgiving dinner. For the expats?
There are a half a million expatriates that live in London. Yes. I was one of them. I don't talk about it often.
Do they celebrate Thanksgiving in London the same time we do?
No.
The British don't. But they allow
definitely
it.
Not.
Because isn't Canada doesn't celebrate
something.
Different
America.
Oh, it's just an American?
They do things. Yeah, you might be surprised. They also don't celebrate July 4th over there for obvious reasons.
All right.
But you know, that's history.
It was in the past. Yeah. The battle's over.
Why pay attention to history?
Right.
All right.
Romantic city though, Shime. Enjoy.
Yes. It's a beautiful city.
Are you going to go to the Churchill War Museum?
I've done that already, Greg. I've done a lot of the touristy stuff already, which is nice.
Excuse me? Okay.
I'm going to check out more of the ins and outs of the city, really try and find a good, maybe try and find like a French patisserie? Find, you know, a couple good spots, check some things out,
Excellent.
Get a nice cup of Joe.
Well, we will endeavor to carry on in your absence. We are working tomorrow and Wednesday in the lead up to the holiday. So tomorrow, of course, Ty Law will join us at 9 on a Ty Tuesday. But right now, let's finally get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Good one, Shine. That is Billy Corrigan and
Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins. Well done, Shime and Curtis. Shime, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. I was trying to find a song this morning that kind of encapsulated how I was feeling. This is the closest I could come, and I still don't think I've quite gotten there. I felt like yesterday was the beginning of my villain arc, like my Joker arc, the inception of it.
You've been in it for a while.
I was so mad. And then I just started laughing hysterically on my couch watching that football game yesterday. That I came to the decision I no longer want to talk about it. So instead, here's a moment of joy for you. The Boston Celtics are amazing. They continue to be amazing. They won yesterday. Even though the game got a little close, got a little hairy there at the end, didn't matter. They know how to close. They know how to win a basketball game. The Celtics are awesome. Jaylen Brown. Great day for the Jaylen Brown stands yesterday.
Ooh.
Five straight threes to start the game. It was awesome. Very happy that we at least have one competent, fun, enjoyable, joyous team here in the city of Boston. Thank you, Boston Celtics.
And your guy playing some great defense, too, Courtney and Shime. So
massive three at the end.
Yeah.
Pull up.
Yeah.
From the cover of Men's Health to hitting five threes in a row and then a dagger three at the end. What a week for Jaylen Brown.
The guy put in the work in the offseason, and it is showing.
Mm. I mean, they are currently in second place, but I don't think you're worried about Cleveland in the end of that. And you're getting Porzingis back soon.
Yeah.
So, all right. Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So after week one, I was wrong. I was celebrating. It appeared the team had made the right decision and that the organization was lighter, fitter, better, happier with Jerod Mayo. I now believe that week one was the Super Bowl. A bunch of players that were tired of being yelled at wanted to show their old boss that he was the problem. They dunked their coach in Gatorade. They win that game as the biggest underdog in week one.
Don't forget, everybody got a game ball.
Lots of well, good. I mean, actually, in hindsight, worked out because not many of those coming out the rest of the year. And then this team, without accountability from the top down, decided to just sit and blame the fact that Brissett was quarterback, not Drake May, with a mutiny in the locker room because it's always somebody else's fault. And so I've been accused of not being wrong or accepting it. I was dead wrong after week one, and I don't think that this is – Wiggy and I are really simpatico on this. Like, I don't think Bill Belichick has this team in playoff contention. I don't think they're a 500 team. But that's not an indictment of Bill or really Mayo. It's an indictment of the organization's lack of willingness to spend when they need to spend and address needs. And what we heard, which we'll hear in a bit with Mayo after the game about not being controlled of what occurs between the white lines, really encapsulated why I believe this team is where it is. They played their ass off when everybody was waiting for them to suck in week one. They won that game going away, and that was their statement. The rest of the season, they haven't been the same, and I think it's because they were just a bunch of guys like the Bruins who like to blame everybody but themselves when things go bad.
Hmm. Okay. All right, Curtis. Excellent. You and I disagree, and that's great. I do think that they would be a 500 team if Bill Belichick were coaching them, but small deer. I mean, what does it matter at this point, right?
I mean, I hope. I mean, there's no way to prove it either way, but it's a fun conversation.
All right, we got to take a break, but we will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next on a Patriots Monday at WEEI.